USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction. Speaking in Florida, the president says the Trump administration will continue to help senior citizens.
Stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down. You have been incredible to me, and I will never, ever forget you. I will never let you down. I promise that.
Vice President Mike Pence is talking about international trade in Arizona. He was joined by Senator Martha McSally and Governor Doug Ducey this morning, taking part in a roundtable discussion with Hispanic business leaders in Scottsdale. The vice president says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has to be passed this year.
President Trump and I are absolutely determined to call on this Congress to bring the USMCA to the floor and bring it to the floor this year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
President Trump's job approval is higher than what Americans think of him as a person. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
That's a finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person. This could put pressure on Mr. Trump to keep this group satisfied through presidential elections and policies rather than the personal expressions he would want to make.
Walmart is testing a new program to help their employees afford health care. It will put patients in touch with nearby doctors. The program begins on Thursday in Texas, Arkansas, and Florida. The company will also test the concierge service for billing and appointments in North and South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com for more information.
A new poll from the University of California, Berkeley, found that more than half of California voters have thought about moving out of the state. A full 74% of the state's very conservative voters say they're looking to moving, and 84% of those cite California's political culture as their main reason for leaving. Former California resident and assemblyman Chuck DeVore says the poll also shows
conservatives in California aren't just upset about high housing costs or high taxes. They're growing increasingly concerned about the state's hostile political climate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are suing a British tabloid. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A British tabloid is facing a lawsuit from a member of the royal family. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, says the paper illegally published a personal letter that she wrote to her father. The civil suit accuses the Mail on Sunday of copyright infringement, misuse of private information, and violating the UK's data protection law with intrusive publication of the letter. A spokeswoman for the law firm handling the case said Prince Harry accused the Mail on Sunday of editing the letter in an intentionally destructive manner. He posted on the couple's royal website, "I've been a silent witness to a private suffering for too long. To stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in."
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.